This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. Now another conversation with a midterm election candidate. This one with Sarah Shorter, the Democratic contender for the 34th Missouri State Senate seat that covers much of Platte and Buchanan counties north of the river. Sarah describes himself as a listener, advocate, and survivor. They work part-time for one of our area libraries and full-time doing administrative work in the emergency department of a downtown Kansas City hospital. Sarah's opponent is incumbent Republican Tony Lueckemeyer, who didn't respond by our deadline for an interview. Sarah Shorter joins us now. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
You know, Sarah, you're very open on your campaign website about who you are and the challenges that you faced. You are a proud member of the LGBTQIA community. You have struggled with and survived emotional abuse, homelessness, crippling depression and anxiety, PTSD, and ADHD. You know, some voters may see you as understanding of the daily challenges that they face. Others may wonder if you can handle the pressures of the job. What do you say to those who are wondering about all this?
Well, that is one of the reasons that I decided to run, is that I felt like I was a real person, that I have gone through a lot of things that a lot of people go through. And to anybody who thinks that I can't handle it, I mean, I'm still here. I have the only thing that I have failed at is trying to kill myself, which is a little bit of a dark joke, and I'm sorry if that was offensive to anybody, but if you can't joke about it, you cry about it.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to run against Republican Tony Lueckemeyer?
I didn't start out wanting to run against Tony. I actually started out looking at the Platte County Commissioner position as a staff member of one of our area libraries. We have a complicated relationship with our board, and the members of that board are put in place by county commissioners. And I was just looking to fight that problem right at the source. And it turned out that there was somebody really great already running for that position, but nobody was running for state senator. And if I do anything, it is if I see a need, I will fill it to the best of my ability. And we had a need, and so I stepped in.
You know, you have a number of planks in your platform. One is education, where you say, Sarah, that teachers are underpaid, schools are underfunded. As a senator, what kind of legislation would you introduce to better fund public education in our state?
Well, I think we just need to start by accepting the fact that we are underfunding a lot of our institutions. We can see by the fact that we had a special session called to talk about tax cuts and tax refunds, that we had the money to fund these places and they chose not to. That is just one of the most wild things that I have heard this week.
So the income tax cuts that are being proposed, you would oppose those?
Yes, I definitely love money just like everybody else does. I love a good tax cut, but I think we have to balance that with what we want personally versus what our government should be doing for us and for our fellow members of the community. And I think that we have, in this state as well as in the country, a lot of income disparity, that with the last 2 years especially, the rich got richer and the poor got poorer. There are people who are getting the uppermost portion of their tax percentages lopped off. They're getting it lowered. And that doesn't need to happen.
When it comes to education, you say you are against public funds going to anything other than public schools. Why?
Well, I actually went to private religious schools from elementary school through high school. So I have a kind of a different perspective on it than I think a lot of other senators do. I firmly believe that, like, that's the government's money. Just because I am not going to get Social Security necessarily doesn't mean that I can say, well, actually, I don't want you to take my money and use it for that. I'd like my money back, please, so I can do whatever I want with it. If you choose not to use the roads, that's your choice. You don't get to say, I want my taxes back for that. One of the things that is really great about the concept of public school, what it's supposed to be, is that it's supposed to be a great equalizer, that no matter who you are, you have the same opportunities. If you choose not to take that opportunity because you want to have religious schooling or private schooling, that's your choice, but you don't get to take that away from other people.
I'm visiting with Sarah Shorter, a candidate for the 34th State Senate District that's north of the river here in the Kansas City area. You also say health care is a right, and you say in a state that sees more rural hospitals close every year and with a legislature that was resistant to expanding Medicaid, one of your current jobs is administrative work in a Kansas City hospital. What would you like to see lawmakers do to increase access to and affordability of health care?
Oh, that's kind of a loaded question. That's one of my things that I like to complain about a lot, because there are a lot of things that I see every day. One of the things that needs to be done right away is that we need to prioritize funding Medicaid offices. Our Medicaid application and approval process is outdated. It's antiquated. It's one of the worst in the country.
And critics say it's slow, too.
I have seen that. I have seen people waiting 3 months or more, which is like the federal government had to step in because that is unacceptable. I'm not sure about the legal parts of it, but and that's just because you have people who are afraid to get their prescription medications or to see doctors because they're not sure if they're going to be able to pay for it. And going back to healthcare being a right, I have a lot of health issues. I have chronic pain. I get chronic migraines. I have a very bad knee. If you see me in public, you'll probably notice the knee brace first because I wear it all the time. And so that's a very personal struggle for me. When Obamacare first became a thing, I didn't even know what I had been missing. And then every year when I had to reapply for my plan, I would be in tears if I couldn't find my doctors because I'd be like, do I have to live with pain again?
Mm-hmm.
And Nobody deserves to have that. And
so the answer is what?
Sorry, I kind of got off on a tangent there. So I think we need to start by putting more money into the Medicaid offices, and we need to support rural hospitals and EMS. And I think that we really need to start looking at incentive programs to help people who want to get involved in healthcare to that education process, and so that we have nurses, we have techs, we have doctors, and they aren't in piles of debt, and that they have a reason to stay in Missouri.
EMS, emergency medical services, you're talking about. Different topic here. This is Banned Book Week, and the other job you have is working in a public library system. You have a very definite viewpoint on censorship, which is what?
That it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can work for a library as long as I have, which is about 8 years, and not have a pretty strong viewpoint on censorship. We are literally trained on it. And if you just look at the history of the U.S. and any other country with censorship, it never leads someplace good. And it is never, there's always the excuse that it's for the children or that it's for common decency. But the people who are affected and hurt by it are members of minority groups. I firmly believe that libraries are gateways to information. We're not supposed to say, well, somebody thought this was offensive, we don't want it on the shelves.
Would you pass legislation or introduce legislation to protect libraries? Because the General Assembly has gone the opposite direction in recent months on this issue.
Yeah, I would start by getting that repealed, actually. That is one of the that was a really big fear for a lot of my coworkers who do outreach to schools.
This is the new legislation that just passed, sort of aimed at school librarians who might be accused of providing sexually explicit material to students.
Yes, and the thing is that sexually explicit material can be different depending on who you are and how you see the world. And it's scary enough when that's aimed at school librarians. And to have that extend to public libraries as well, because we do have programs where we give these schools cards where they come in and the teachers can get items from us to supplement what they have at their school libraries. It's going to have a chilling effect, and the people who are going to pay for that are going to be kids and teens.
You know, you say and you see every job as having value and dignity, and you're for a living wage and for unions. The state's minimum wage just increased in January to $11.15 an hour. Where would you like to see it? Where does it need to be today in your view?
I'll be honest, I don't keep up with a lot of inflation stuff, and I know that that's something that changes a lot. I would want to say 15, but by the time we get 15, it's not going to be enough. The national minimum for housing or for like buying a house is that you shouldn't be paying more than a quarter of what you earn in a month or something like that. And I know very few people who can do that.
You know, as a Democrat, and barring a complete flip of the state house, you'll be in the minority if you win. What kind of progress do you hope to make, and what would progress look like to you?
Honestly, progress might be kind of dragging our feet a little bit. The legislature has passed a lot of harmful legislation this year. Thankfully, they haven't passed a lot. They were fairly ineffective in a lot of ways. But I am not afraid to just say, no, I'm gonna sit here, I'll filibuster, I'll make life a little bit harder for you. I will work with people. I think that having a conservative background perhaps might make me a little bit more approachable to the other side. But especially for communities that I am a part of or that I care about very deeply, which is most of them, I'm willing to say, like, no, this is a hard line.
You favor what you call common sense gun laws. What do you want to see passed? Do you have a specific platform when it comes to, background checks and the like?
I think that red flag gun laws are a great idea. Just starting at very basic, we need to have people starting to store their ammo separately from their weapons and locking their weapons up and locking them up securely. That as someone who is very passionate about mental health issues, that for me is, to me, it's such a simple thing that we could do. And it has devastating consequences when it is not done. And I think that, you know, you have to have a license to get a car. You have to, pass a test. I don't think that there's anything wrong with saying, hey, we just want to make sure you know how to do this.
Okay, that's Sarah Shorter. She's a candidate for the 34th Missouri State Senate seat that covers much of Platte and Buchanan counties. All of that is north of the river. Her Republican opponent is Tony Luchtemeyer. Sarah, thanks for coming in today. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.